One problem is the coupons can only be used at farmers markets that accept the electronic card that's now used for the food stamp system. The Illinois Department of Human Services lists 38 such markets across the state. Macomb is not one of them, though some vendors there will accept different types of public assistance.
$4 a piece. $8, sir.
That's Mary Jo DeCounter, selling a bunch of asparagus on a sunny morning at the Macomb Farmers Market. She runs Good Hope Gardens with her husband in Good Hope, just north of Macomb. They sell at several farmers markets around the region, and DeCounter says the type of public assistance she can accept varies.
Absolutely. We take the WIC coupons that are given to the senior citizens and to the young mothers and infants. That's here in Macomb. Now in Galesburg, we go to what they call a link market, and we can take their link cards, and we also do, they have just now become a WIC.
The coupons themselves are another challenge facing Western Illinois residents. They're not issued or paid for through the state's food stamp program. Instead, they're produced by the nonprofit group, the Experimental Station. Corey Chapman manages the coupon program. He says the group was able to support 38 markets in Illinois last year, but that number dropped to 15 this year.
Every year we submit grant applications to private foundations for our programming. But like a lot of other nonprofits, they submit stuff, and this year all the funding didn't come through as we would like. So,
he says several markets that would like to be in the program this year just cannot because there is not enough money, but they are working on it.
Yeah, our executive director, Connie Spring, she writes grants so much, I think her fingers are nubs at this point. So.
And it turns out one of the markets affected by the drop in funding in Western is in Western Illinois.
At the Galesburg market, we are not part of the Link Up program at this time.
That's Kathy Bennett with the Galesburg Farmers Market. Bennett says she only just recently learned about the Link Up coupon program after the governor's office began advertising it. That prompted her to call the program's office, which replied,
"And at this time, there will be no new grants awarded because the program is on hold until more funds can be raised."
Bennett says even without the coupons to encourage participation, the Galesburg Farmers Market has used its own resources to encourage more shoppers to use food stamps. It put ads in the local paper, and each vendor at the market has a sign saying they accept the electronic food stamp card.
You know, the first year that I was involved, there was really little to no use on the link card. And then last year, we had a lot more people coming down to the market. And this year, I've already seen an increase.
Corey Chapman with the Experimental Station says it costs between $1,000 and $8,000 per market to add it to the coupon program. But he says they are trying to develop an affiliate program to offer technical assistance to markets they don't have the funding to fully add to the program. Part of that assistance includes gathering data on how many people use the program at each market. Chapman says that data is shared with national groups. He says they use it to affect policy, including the Farm Bill, which controls funding for the food stamp program. The U.S. House could vote on the new Farm Bill soon. I'm Scott Stuntz.